alone at the window, while the rest chatted, ate, and congratulated the new CEO, James K. Stilwell looked out over the city, his expression unmoved. A young woman with dark hair and a black pencil skirt and matching suit coat approached Stilwell, carrying two flutes of champagne.
Champagne?
Oh, thank you.
We haven't been introduced. Jess Bradley. I know who you are, of course.
Jessica gave a quick study of Stilwell, glanced at the rest of the attendants, and then looked back to Stilwell as she canted her head to the room.
I must say, you don't seem very disappointed. Then again, perhaps you aren't. I know you threw your hat in the ring for CEO, but I wasn't aware of you mounting a vigorous campaign. No phone calls or lunches, no rallying your base. You seemed happy to let the chips fall where they may.
A small smile was born on her lips.
Which leads me to wonder if you ever wanted the job at all. Someone of your dedication might be happier continuing as the head of his own division, considering how crucial superhuman development is to the company.
Stilwell sipped his champagne and made no reaction.
And following on from that, considering how radical some of the moves you're going to be making are rumored to be, the most desirable choice to run VOD American, at least from your point of view, would be a fall guy.